Yes, they're not. Satanic Audio Blog. This week, Finding Satan for Evil Servants. Each week, I receive over 100 emails from those who have stumbled upon my blog. Some are writing to ask questions concerning Satanism as a life-changing event, and others are really searching for answers along their spiritual journey. I also received scathing email from those who call themselves Christians. They chastise, beg, barter, present Bible babble, and even resort to cursing me, yes, profanity from the lips of those chosen ones, because I simply refuse to bow to their peer pressure and psychological warfare. There are very few people I actually invest the energy needed to hate, but for these idiots, I truly hate, at least for a few minutes anyway. Often I receive multiple correspondence from searchers, and I always answer their emails and try to address their concerns and questions. As a result, with some of them, I do enjoy discussing all things satanic. Humans are social creatures, and as such, I derive a great deal of pleasure from spirited volleys of differing topics. I also have those satanic groupies, so to speak, that enjoy sending me pornographic pictures of themselves in certain evil noir poses, and I greatly enjoy lusting as I open those pics with morbid curiosity and delight. Women are such wonderful creatures, and I take such pleasure in looking at their beautiful bodies. True satanic beauty. I have a metaphorical soft spot in my heart for those who are truly searching and truly seeking spiritual truth. I guess this originates from seeing myself in their bantering, fumbling, and overwhelming excitement as they discover Satanism and true magic. Many years, I had to conform to the dictates of the established church, and far too long did I endure the pain and emptiness of the church. Too many friends lost in the blinding white light of the congregation. Under a microscope, every word measured, every motivation questioned, an open book to the world, full of self-righteousness, self-ordained and self-worshipping theological rapists, symbolically sodomizing anyone who would question their Christian doctrines. I find the majority of my time is spent guiding and counseling our covens. I have enjoyed being in a position that makes people comfortable discussing their innermost feelings, concerns, and thoughts. Our groups are closely tied, and I often attend other workings so I can receive something new, something fresh, something exciting. This does not mean that I do not receive those things from my coven. It simply means I enjoy new experiences, too. We are all searchers, and we will always seek something that will renew our inner spirits. Following the left-hand path is more than rituals, magic, and fulfilling the carnal urges and primal proclivities. Satanism is about discovery, knowledge, willpower, emotions, understanding, and a deep concern for self. Without a healthy self, there is no hope of happiness, satisfaction, or self-discovery. Just as clearing the chakras is important for health, clearing the mind of unwanted baggage is a necessity. You will experience the greatest awakening when you begin treating yourself as the most important God. Without this key, you cannot open the locks that chain you to the lies of other religions. Stop running, compose yourself, and say no more. Open your inner self to the questions and answers and begin learning and stop lying to yourself. Established religion has nothing to offer you, but Satanism can give you the world. You are not alone, ever. We are with you, the demons are with you, and our loving master, Satan, is with you. He is willing and able to show you a world you cannot even fathom. He will guide you through the darkness of rhetoric and lies that the church has sold throughout history to the poor, dying souls. You deserve so much more, and you can have more. You can have something real and tangible. Satan calls. Will you answer?